all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life.
Okay, well, we made it through.
Okay, the other one. The evening of the light.
We gotta keep working on it. Frog's trying to sing a duet with me and it doesn't work.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light.
Let's do that one and the last one for now.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see Him, the King, His beauty, happy, how happy our place at His side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light.
Morning. Morning. Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's good to be back. I was sick for a couple of weeks. Got where I couldn't talk at all for about 4 or 5 days. And y'all said there was not a God. See, that's proof right there. That he shut me up for a little while. He said, you need to sit down and shut up for a little while. I said, okay, you are the boss. So let us open with prayer. Dear Lord, we just ask you to come in here this morning and bring your Holy Spirit into this church and this fellowship as we worship you and praise you and lift you up to the world as the true way to salvation and healing for all mankind. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We got weekly announcements coming up. Most of this stuff is self-explanatory. Boom, 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 boom. The mountain movers, there they are. Boom, boom, boom. I can't always see it. But they got a lot coming up, and we'll be hanging it out on the bulletin board. Pew.
Those are just the
dates of,
yeah,
of the
Thursday.
Yeah. So y'all picking back up. Actually, yeah, they rank. I'm supposed to be doing something this week, too, on a class on something. Boy, all right. Good luck with that, little ones. I do have an announcement. I don't know if many of you guys remember SAC that used to come and help a little bit with the Beclaim and everything. We're talking here over the weekend, and we've been staying in touch. And he's involved in a church in Hawaii now, and that's where he's living at and stuff. But he was telling me that he's finally going into the police academy October 3rd, you know, so he's going in over there he's going into law enforcement, you know, and he got accepted in to go into the academy and stuff. So he was just wanting me to tell you guys that he loved you. And he missed you, and even though that he was here for a little while, that this church and the fellowship kind of helped him, you know, get, stable in his find. And he's in a new church there now, and he's got two mentor pastors, he was telling me, you know, because me and him used to be kind of working together and talking and stuff. So I'm just really excited that even though he left here, he didn't leave his faith and his belief in God. He took that with him, and that's good. And I've known him ever since he played ball. And I coached him back in 2000, and I want to say 9 or 10. So it's just amazing to see that that kid now is telling me about, you know. So anyway, God is good. Yes, ma'am. I think he's watching this morning, so they're going to be praying for you and your safety and everything. And we love you and we miss you. And if I get a speeding ticket on the island of Hawaii, I'm going to look you up, okay? No, I'm just joking. Yes, SAC. You know, you remember SAC? He was, you know, from the military. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I even sound funny to me today. I know I sound funny to y'all all the time. But I even sound funny to me today. So I think that's about it. Am I forgetting anything?
Probably.
Huh?
Probably.
Probably. Oh, food and fellowship afterwards. Anything else?
I thought we weren't doing any electronics today.
Oh, they're just going to be putting up the scriptures and recording, but we'll be doing an old-fashioned service. Yeah, well, here what happens, though, Mike, with that is if we shut everything down, then our people that has got comfortable of following us on Facebook, I mean on YouTube that watches the service, then that one Sunday of the month, we just cut them out of the fellowship. Yeah, they'll have to, well, there's no way to watch them because a lot of them is in other states. So all we'll have the day up is just the basic, some scriptures and stuff like that. But all the rest of it will be, you know, singing out of the hymnals and stuff, you know. Because I've mentioned to a couple of them that I talked to on the phone, I was like, well, does that mean you guys are not going to get, we're not going to get to see the church anymore? And I was like, you know, that's a good point. You know, because it'd be good at, like that one little group of ladies in Ohio that watches us, it'd probably get expensive for them to fly back and forth every week to a standpoint. So, but yeah, Will Osborne's to be singing. So anything else I'm forgetting? Meet and greet someone, sir?
Maybe Wednesday night.
Wednesday night, that didn't get up. Wednesday night Bible study. Brother Osborne, is there anything you
need?
James, and I do know that Sherry was telling me the last one was really good. So if you're not doing nothing on a Wednesday night, it's a real relaxed Bible study. Brother Osborne, he is a facilitator of that. I know Mike and Beth Ann makes it, you know. Pop in and sit down and fellowship with them and see what's going on. The Lord might put a word in your heart that might change your life. You never know. Half of the fight is showing up, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So anything else am I forgetting? I meet and greet someone. Let them know that the Lord loves them and you do too. Monkey. Ain't time for that yet, but go ahead and get you one. Hey, baby, what are you doing? Good to see you. Thank you. Ooh, wait a minute. She's finna come and get you. Wouldn't be the first time, would it not? Oh, yes. Boom, boom, boom. Well, we don't have any music to go up on the screen today, but we do have the Osborne. And if you'd open your hymnal to 311, please, and make a joyous noise to the Lord.
Three 11. And we are starting on an E flat, if that makes any difference to anybody.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Amen.
And get ready to go hit them with testimonies. Yeah.
Any testimonies? Okay.
Yeah,
Joanna.
Testimony time.
Thank you for your prayers. I drove myself to Seattle on Wednesday, had my medical treatment. I'm still a little woozy from the pain meds. Drove myself back on Thursday, and all is well. I mean, driving through that pass is very daunting. Speed limit 65 miles an hour, and those curves at 65 miles an hour. I've done a lot of highway driving, but that was scary. Thank you for your prayers. That's my testimony.
Yeah, good testimony.
Alma?
And Frida was going the other way. She was going east. It took 3 days and 3 nights to get to her grandkids and her great-grandson, and she's just as happy as she can be. Her son was, one of her grandsons was waiting at the trailer park, helped her set up her little motorhome for the winter until spring, but she'll be back in October for her car.
Yeah.
But thank you for travel prayers. I agree. the highways, no matter where you are, and over a pass, like Joanna and Frida in a motorhome. God's with her. Bible's right there on her, the extra seat in the, yeah, we're on the dash, yep. So, love our Lord.
Anybody else? Sherry?
I would like to thank everybody here for their prayers for my friend Edward. He came out of his coma this week. He was out for 6 weeks. So he texted me the other day and said he was in a lot of pain. But he texted me this morning and he says he's feeling better today. So I just wanted to thank everybody for their prayers. And I am just so appreciative to all of you for what you've done for me and for him. So thank you.
Anybody else?
And I got one. Miss D got me in trouble. She got me in trouble, boy. You got me in trouble. Kathy was in, I think she was in Greece at the time, and she's in this different time zone, and it's daylight there, you know, and she's jet lagged, and she's not thinking about it, and something comes up on the phone, and the initial thing says something about Miss D being in the emergency room. Well, it's like 1 o'clock in the middle of the night here. So she's waking me up wanting to know if I'm at the emergency room with Miss D. And I'm like, well, I didn't. Well, you better get there. She's in the emergency room, you know. Long story short, it was a joke that she was putting out. And I was like, but she was like, what do you mean? It's 1 o'clock in the night and Miss D's in the emergency room and you're not over there. Well, you know, what is wrong with you? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. Nobody called me and told me. Well, I got it, you know. I said, well, give me the information, you know. So she was going down it. And then she said, oh, it's a joke with something about her falling off a horse. So it was really good. A friend of mine or something, yeah. So anyway, but it was funny. I enjoyed it. I got a kick out of it. It lifted my spirit. Because you know how you are, she's saying. So I'm getting up and trying to find my pants and stuff, you know. I'm getting ready to go to the emergency room. I got her, I think, on speakerphone, and I'm trying to listen to her and get dressed at the same time, too. It was hilarious. It really lifted my spirit. And then she was like, oh, I should have guessed and read all of it before I called you. I said, maybe so. But she just freaked out when she saw emergency room and D. She's like, so I guess she likes you or something. I don't know. All right. And it's time for the Osbournes to come up and sing for us again, if you would, please. And we'll be opening up to 366.
I got to share something I saw on Facebook, especially impressive to me. Lord, when he was creating things, he looked at the water. He says, we got to create fish to live in the water. So he made all kinds of fish. And he looked at the land and he says, we can create trees that will live in the dirt, in the earth. And then he says, he looked at themselves and says, well, look at us. Let's make man in our image. Now, if you take a fish out of water, he dies. If you take a tree out of the dirt and ground, it dies. You take man away from God, his natural environment, man dies. Praise God. We're in the right environment. Yeah. We're made to live with God and in God and God in us. Praise his name. 366, surely goodness and mercy. We are starting on an A flat.
On this song, at the end, At the end, at the last refrain, we will do that last. We're going to go through verses 1, 2, and 3, and then at the end we'll do that last refrain.
Yes, sing the last refrain really loud so we don't have to hear ourselves.
A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely his great hand will lead me to the mansions he's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life.
Do I hear an amen? Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Osborne. Thank you, Sister Osborne. Mike, Brother Dennis, Brother Mike, would you come up, please? It's time for offers. And okay. Yeah. What did she say? I didn't get the first part. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. Which one is it, the daughter? I know which one's the daughter-in-law. I'm just joking. Yeah, they're very good. And I talked to Sue. We texted last night a little bit. She wasn't sure if she's going to be here this morning, so I have her on my prayer list. Her back's been hurting her. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we just ask you as you, we so freely give back to you what you so freely gave to us, that we use these resources to glorify you and your sons and the salvation that you offered us on the cross and all things as the body of Christ in a church that stands on the rock of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, sir. Well, it's time for them kids and change world offering. Those kids have been really doing a bang-up job. You know, I don't know if you guys are knowing it or not, but these kids are hitting y'all up for about $100 a month. They've been raising. First time I counted that, I was like, $100 worth of change? Lord, get them, guys. Go get your change. Colton, where'd you get them cool glasses, Colton? I'm checking out. I might want me a pair like that. I always think I get a set of glasses I like, and then I see somebody else is like, boy, I want some of them. Boy, ain't that just human? I always want what my brother's got. Help me, Lord. Hey, girl, you missed him. Look, 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 pay attention. He's over there begging you. And there she is wearing my dress again. That's a cute one. Yeah, you're going to be like a tax lady, ain't you, that figures up everything. She always puts everything neat and stuff. Like I said, once again, it's good to be back today and not 100%, but I'll do the job that I need to do to the best of my ability and leave the rest up to the Lord. He always fills in the gap. He's good that way. Well, we're going to be taking a look at the cross today a little bit. And then I got a couple of pictures I want to put up first. And then the Brother Osborne, the first one, please. Here's a picture of the cross that we put up here. And it's got a rainbow around it. And we're getting to day and time in our society where we're kind of just making the cross more and more and more worldly. And we're beginning to represent the cross as something a little different than the truth of what it really was and what it really means. Yeah. Next picture, please. Boy, 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 look at that. I'm hoping that's the building. Yeah. But just the idea that the cross is up there and for sale by owner. Oh, I hate to tell you, my Lord and Savior's cross is not for sale at any price. So I'm really hoping that's the case. Thank you. And we're going to look later on in the service, we're going to look at a couple of other pictures too. But now we'll get started with the Osborne's reading the scriptures for us, please.
Jesus predicts his death. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. Jesus turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and turning to them, he said, if anyone comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? For if you lay the foundation and are not able to finish it, everyone who sees it will ridicule you, saying, this person began to build and wasn't able to finish. Or suppose a king is about to go to war against another king. Won't he first sit down and consider whether he is able, with 10,000 men, to oppose the one coming against him with 20,000? If he is not able, he will send a delegation while the other is still a long way off and will ask for terms of peace. In the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It is thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Osborne. Thank you, Sister Osborne. There are some key points in here I want to touch on. There in 23, there you are, Christ is calling Peter Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Peter was very, very close to Christ. But even in that moment, Christ knew that Satan was using that individual that was closest to him to appeal to the flesh that our Lord had to walk in, that sinful body. We forget that Christ came, and he could have came and not walked in the same sinful body that you and I walk in. But he did that to show us that he could conquer all sin on this earth. And through him that we could accomplish the same thing. So even to get behind me, because you're concerned with these worldly things right now and not my kingdom, my Father's kingdom. You're focused on the wrong thing, Peter. And down here in 27, and a lot of people have used this one word to beat my Lord and Savior up with. And it's simply because they don't understand the bigger meaning here. And I've always wondered if this was one of those scriptures in the statement that Jesus made that got his family, because you know his family went to a point that they thought Christ was crazy and wanted to go get him out of the public eye before they was concerned, because he was teaching stuff that folks didn't, the so-called leaders were not happy with, and he didn't back up an inch on that. But that one word there, hate. Whew. Your father, your family, Is Jesus telling us we got to hate our family? No. What he's trying to say to these individuals was he's wanting to get their attention. What he's trying to say to them is this is the way, this is the only way. And Satan is not going to try to pull you away from that way with something that doesn't mean anything to you. Satan will use that thing that you love and you precious to you so much on the face of the earth to try to pull you away from your salvation. And if your father tells you, son, you got to get away from that Jesus guy, and you can't follow him because that's not what the family we want, you got to still love and honor your parents. But you have to hate what your father is representing to you, your physical father on the earth. If your children, if your whole family turns against you and say, you know, we love you, we want you to be a part of our family, but you got to let Christ go. You got to let him go. I love you guys, but I hate this suggestion. And I disdain it with all my being. Because I have to pick up my cross and follow my Lord and Savior. Because what happens in that moment, if I go with them, not only am I lost, but my family loses the opportunity to ever find the way. I got to remain that beacon of life and prosperity in the Lord for those that I love the most that would turn against me. John down the road that I barely know what color eyes he has, he's not going to hurt my heart if he says something against me about my Lord and Savior. I'll just go home and pray for him. But if my brother, I have a brother that I love, but me and him have such different lifestyles, and I'd lay my life down for him today, but I absolutely hate his lifestyle because it does nothing to glorify Christ. Doesn't mean I don't love my brother. But I hate what the evil and the sin of this world has done to him. So that's the kind of hate that we're talking about. He's talking there to these. You got to hate. If they're taking that stand, you got to hate it for them too. You got to hate it for them. You've got to remain strong in your voice of who I am and pick up your cross. That's tough. And the cross is not easy. It is not easy. It's not easy at all. My cross is not easy. Christ's cross is not easy. Because Christ's cross went against everything that the world represented. Everything. And we forget that. And here in 34 on the back, if you have the ears to listen, there, we've got to listen. And back to 25, at the beginning at Luke there, we were looking at that Christ is keeping an eye on us, and he is making it clear, not 25, I'm sorry, excuse me, jump up one. He is making it clear to 27 of Matthew. He is making it clear that he will judge us or he will reward us by who we are in him. That he's going to the Father, he will be watching. That our works cannot save us, but our works are important for him recognizing us to being true. I mean, you would not go to an apple tree and expect to get an orange off of it. So what Christ is sitting there, you can stand here in this world and say that you're an apple tree all day long. But if I come here and pick an orange, I'm not going to judge you as an apple tree. I'm going to judge you as an orange tree. So it's what you live that's going to make the difference. Not so much what you say. You know? So I'm going to get clear on a point here that I want to get clear on and make no mistake about it. We're going to get heavy here a little bit. And I'm sorry if it upsets you and makes you think, but, and then again, I'm not. Because if it upsets you and makes you think, and makes you go home and crack your Bible up, crack it open and look at it, I did my job for today. Show the picture, please. That's the true picture of the cross. That's not a rainbow. That's not something for sale by owner. That represents that the most innocent being that ever walked the face of the earth, man, took their sin and tormented him and gave him the best that they could give him of sin and broke the physical being that was of flesh and blood like you and I beyond recognition. The whole wrath of the world's sin was poured on him. And at that moment, them evildoers in the name of Satan that hung him there, they thought they had won, and they thought that they were done. And people say, well, the Lord took him down. No, the evil people took him down, and they put him in the tomb, and they shut him up, and they were done with God, and they were done with Christ, and they thought it was over with, and they thought they had won, but they had not. Next picture, please. Do you know what that right there is? Huh? But that mine and your door to step through into salvation. And it's the only door on the face of the earth since mankind, since Adam and Eve had made that decision to do something different than what God would have them to do. That's the only door for salvation. There is no other door. There is no other way. It is you make a decision to pick up your cross, and you make a decision to go into that tomb in your heart and with Christ, and you make a decision to step out that door with Christ into the salvation through His blood, or you don't. People say, oh, I wonder what happened on them couple of days before the tomb opened and Christ walked out. I know what happened. He defeated every ounce of sin that ever was poured in this world before He came, while He was here, and ever since until He comes back. That's what happened. And He walked out of there as the perfect holy being that His Father created Him to be, to represent Him on the earth. And He gave me and you an opportunity to go through that same door with Him. But it's not easy. It is not easy. And I carry a cross every day. You should carry a cross. That's a cross of comfortable. We're trying to turn Jesus Christ into something that's comfortable for us today. And we're trying to make Christ into this you know, Burger King Christ, that we can kind of have him his way, and the hard stuff about him, we don't really have to take it because he'll forgive us because he's a loving and forgiving God, and all that is true. But he makes it clear right here, folks, that I will make a judgment on what kind of tree you are when I come back. I will make it. I have to. The proof is the truth, and if I back off of that, then everything about me and my father is a lie. And that's not true. Nothing about the Father and Christ is a lie. But we have to remember the suffering and the pain and how unworthy as a human race that we were of that. Have you ever thought about that? How unworthy that I was. Put that picture of Christ back up, please. How unworthy that I was of that to happen. Telling a friend of mine, I think that when I get in the kingdom of heaven, I probably spend most of my time at the foot of my Lord and Savior apologizing for being a part of such a horrible humanity. It just wouldn't get it. And thank you so much for your forgiveness, Lord. And thank you so much for your grace. Because me and you both know I have no business here with you. Thank you. Back to the door of freedom, please. We have to lay the truth of who we are at the cross in a heart of repentance and a plea for forgiveness to walk through that door. And that's the only way to walk through it. On his terms, not mine. And teach your children the truth about the price that was paid. Don't let them believe that there's a rainbow cross, that everything's candy and ice cream, and Christ is just Santa Claus. I saw a picture the other day. I was studying, and this so-called preacher lady, but she's there, and she's got this sweatshirt on, and it's got a picture of Santa Claus on it with his arm around Christ. And reaching across Christ, and behind him is holding up rabbit ears. Behind Christ's head like this. And all I could think was blaspheme. How dare you? How dare you mock my Lord and Savior like that? How dare you make a joke out of him with an imaginary being called Santa Claus. But that type stuff has come so accepted in Christianity today. See, I expect that from the world, but I don't expect that from us. See, I expect that from Satan. But I don't expect that from the individual that claims that Christ is his Lord and Savior. To mockery, make a joke out of one of the most precious gifts. That's ever been given to mankind. So I say to you guys, it's not enough that you know the ideal of Jesus. You have to know the right Jesus. Because there's a lot of people out there that's representing Jesus is anything but what he really is. To make you comfortable to come in their building that they call a house of worship. We just got to call a spade here now. I'm sorry. Depending on you to put their dollar in that basket where they can have the financial lifestyle that they want. So if you're not comfortable with Christ in the same in a certain way, well, let's repaint him up a little bit and change him up and get you comfortable with him. Because we can't let you walk out that door with that $5 bill in your pocket. Because I may not get a new Rolex, Mr. Pastor. And there's a lot of those guys out there right now. So don't buy that. Do not buy that fake Christ. Do you think anything was comfortable about that cross? Did Christ not make it clear that the world hated me, and if you follow me and love me and carry your cross, they'll hate you. They persecuted you. They persecuted me, they'll persecute you. I was talking to a pastor friend of mine that watches some of this stuff that I do and preach on, and he said to me, boy, that was kind of harsh. And then I asked him a simple question. I said, yeah, I know it was harsh, but was it true or not? He said, well, I know it's true, but it might make people uncomfortable. And I'm like, brother, where are we going here? I know one thing for sure. In the name of Christ, if you get comfortable in this world, in the name of Christ, you are not in Christ, you're in this world, and you're deceiving yourself. Because what goes on in this world should not make you comfortable. What these children are going through should not make you comfortable. What these people are doing in wars, killing innocent people for no reason because they want to change their bank account around, should not make you comfortable. Jesus said, do not be Luke. I will spit you from my mouth because you're not cold or warm and you have no use. That if you're a follower of me, a follower of him, he's saying, speak a hot truth about who I am. Or at least speak a cold truth and deny me. But don't be wishy-washy. Because you have no use for me. And you have no use for Satan. And you're giving your soul up for nothing. Plant a flag. Choose who your Lord and Savior is. And then give everything you got. Pick up your cross. I sit here. People don't. Pastor Steve Neuter which is a good friend of mine over at the Lutheran Church. That's really, I just love him. We've walked a lot of stuff, and he called me up five weeks ago now, and he said, I'm overwhelmed, and I have this one funeral that needs to be done, and I just don't have, I've been boom, 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 you know, because they've been having a lot of people pass away over there at Lutheran Park or whatever. But he just really, could you pick this up for me? Bart said you like doing funerals. And I said, well, that's not quite true, but I will pick it up for you. I will do it for you, but I don't like doing them. You know. And right here, right before I got sick, I did a young man's funeral at 25 years old that took his own life. And I watched his father sit right there. And I saw the pain in his face. And I'm standing here and my knees are wanting to buckle on me. Because I'm looking in a mirror. I'm seeing a man that's walked a mile in my shoes. I realize that pain. I know what it's like to lose your boy at 25. Because I've done that. Doing funerals for suicides, the death of children, homicides, is the most difficult thing that I do in ministry. And it is painful and it's hard, but it's my cross. It was the cross, the first cross the Lord and Savior gave me when I first became a pastor. Now I'm a pastor of a church. It'd be real easy to say, I'm too busy to carry that cross anymore, Father. But no, I will never do that. We'll never do that. I have to be willing to carry the cross and the crosses that makes me uncomfortable to glorify my Lord and Savior. Because why all that pain that I went through and all that suffering that I've seen this man go through, that door was open for me to say to him, I know a way out, and his name is Jesus Christ. Allow me to show you. What you're going through right there, I know a way out. And it ain't going to be easy, but his name is Jesus Christ. Let me show you. If you want out of it, let me show you the way out. Because I know the light that's shining on the other side of that door of darkness, that tomb of death. I know a light. I know a way out of that valley of death where you will no longer have to fear any evil. Let me show you. Because that's what my Lord and Savior did for me. He went through all that pain. And he allowed them to throw him in that tomb. And allowed them to roll that rock in there and let him walk away and think there was nothing left now but for him to lay there and rot away as a stinking corpse. And they were done with him. And then what did he do? He rolled that tomb rock back and he stepped out of there. And all that sin that was in there with me, I know a way out. Let me show you. Come to me and let me show you the way out. So I say to you today, let him show you. And if individuals say, well, how does he show me? Right here. Pick it up. Say, show me, Lord. Open the book. Watch what happens. I love you guys. Thank you for allowing me to serve my Lord and Savior in this capacity. Because I'm a worthless piece of garbage that ain't worth 2 cents without him. And I know that. And I hope I never forget that. That's my message for the day. Brother Osborne, Sister Osborne, will you come up and sing your song, please? We'll be hymnal 326, please.
Stepping in the light. That's what Christ gives us, light to step in.
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by his blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light. Pressing more closely to him who is leading. When we are tempted to turn from the way, trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light. Walking in footsteps of gentle forbearance, footsteps of faithfulness, mercy, and love. Looking to him for the grace freely promised. Happy, how happy our journey above. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light. Stepping in the light, how beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we shall see him, the King in his beauty, happy, how happy our place at his side. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior. Let it pass of light.
Thank you, Brother Osborne. Thank you, Sister Osborne. And I had forgot something earlier. Now I'm finna get me in prayer, get me in trouble before final prayer. My wife wanted to tell y'all hi and apologize for not being here today, but I got sick and she had to drop a few trips to stay home and take care of me while I was sick, and she did a real good job, probably better than I deserved. And so she had to pick up some trips to fill in, and unfortunately one of the trips, it was over the weekend because that was all available. Because they're kind of bid at the first of their work month, and then you get whatever trips you bid for based on seniority. But if you drop them, then if there's any other trips that's on the calendar that they need. But they usually are not the prime trips. You know, you kind of just take what's left in the bottom of the corn basket, so to speak. So, but she said, hey, she loves y'all, and she's sorry she's not here. It's all my fault because I chose to get sick. No, she didn't say that part. Oh, you hadn't turned the camera off yet, have you? Well, I got in trouble anyway. I knew I should. So anyway, we're in final prayer. I want to lift Sue up, and her back is bothering her again. Sister Osborne with her back healing. Anyone else? I'm thinking about falling off that horse still. She had me going. I can't help it. I was thinking, what in the world is Dee doing on the horse? See, for Miss Dee.
I have to go to a surgeon next week, and also I'm going to have an MRI and a brain. So everything's in grasp right now. I may have surgery on my lungs, may not.
To make a decision, because you may need to choose to have a surgery. Is that not correct?
I'm thinking about it. Might be the best way. Radiation, you can do radiation, but there's a chance that, because it's so close to my throat, that I could wind up with not swallowing. So I'm kind of not going that way.
Yeah. So now you're kind of at the point if you're trying to make a decision if you're going to have the surgery or not. So we just want to lift her up and pray that God makes it clear which one of these paths she needs to take, where she will step forward into that path and trust God will deliver her through it. Because if we choose the right path in the Lord, we'll always make it through it. So his wisdom we're praying for. Okay. She's like 15, right? Or has she turned 16 yet? Still 15, right? 16. Yeah, 16 now.
Her name?
Hiding. Anyone else? And I feel like I'm forgetting somebody, but I've been forgetting a lot lately. Let us pray. Dear Lord, please lift up anyone I forgot or allowed to slip my mind. And we just lift each and every one of these individuals up, that they make the decision that you would have them make, and then they have the faith to walk in that decision and trust that you will bring them to the end that you need for them, regardless of what that end looks like. That your will be done in each and every one of these individuals' life and not ours, because our will a lot of time will leave us in a place that's not very good for our spiritual and emotional salvation. And Jesus, we just pray you to heal these individuals if they're healing, and keep up with us. And if it's not, to just take them to your kingdom when you see fit, because we're all going to get on that bus one day. Just the question is when. And we just pray for your Holy Spirit in all these matters that concerned us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And food and fellowships right out through the door there. I'm not quite sure what anyone brought. Thank you guys for coming together today. And once again, as Mike liked to say, you're dismissed. Were we dismissed now? I said, yeah, you're dismissed. Let's go fellowship. Thank you guys.